Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys of Fire.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, it's a Friday. That means the crossover is sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. And that'll also sponsor the What's Bugging You segment in 10 minutes.
Oh, I got one.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, saw those guys last night. Rich, I believe, the president.
Indeed.
And I think the owner of ATCO was out there as
well. Yeah, they sent a picture to me. Yep.
Oh, yeah, they were singing the praises of this very crossover, and I was talking about
look at our guys.
You know, like before they became a sponsor, to be honest, I hadn't really ever heard of ATCO.
Yeah.
But now for anybody who has any pest control needs, it's the only name you need to know.
Wow.
So attaboy, ATCO.
I was going to pull up on you guys in Spears, but... my brother had some other stuff going on, so we took a left when we should have went right, but the bottom line is we got there, enjoyed it. But I said I wanted you to meet Willard and Diaz next time.
Yeah, we were looking
and
forward
Billy.
To it.
Yeah.
I was looking for you. Yeah. I was looking for you, but we'll have plenty of opportunities.
But Steph made up for it. I mean, what adjective can you use, man? I thought they had lost two or three times. I'm going to be honest.
Of course, yeah. I mean, they have no answer for Aaron Gordon, and I've just decided they never will. I don't know what the hell happens to that guy when he plays the Warriors. It just gets harder and harder every time they play him. What if instead of an adjective, we went with a full phrase?
Oh, share.
This is the best thing I've ever seen in sports. And I know that it gets kind of like, whoa, hit the brakes. What about I've watched Jordan. I've watched Tiger. Yeah. I grew up in the 80s with the Niners, Montana, Rice.
Wow.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how to compare those things in terms of what's better. I can tell you that my enjoyment and amazement has never been what it is for Steph Curry.
That's it.
Man. That's it. That's the guy. Mm. That's the one for me.
Tough to beat.
And that's not even crazy. Wow.
And we were throwing out, like, Bonds, for example, but he might get 5 at-bats a game, and he might see 2 strikes, and he'll probably hit them both over the fence.
No ring for Bonds.
Yes, and also the things that surround Bonds in his career.
Sure.
And the other one I threw out was Tiger Woods, peak Tiger, where, you know, he would pull stuff out of nowhere. He'd be in the trees, and he'd just hook one around and put it to 8 feet and make the putt for birdie. Just when you thought he was done for, he would come through with an amazing shot. And so those are the ones that I think are closest. But even with Steph, like last night.
37 and a half, Dibs. I'm not cutting you off. 37 and a half.
Right.
And, his age.
Yeah, I thought that was the over-under on his point total last night. But, I mean, the guy just kept coming. 16 straight points. And then we were talking in the green room about the underrated play where he He pokes it away, and he gets it to JK, and JK with the Euro step.
Yeah.
And
That was phenomenal. I'm like, okay, this man is changing his game.
Right. The pump, the feed, and instead of like a million miles an hour and I'm going to smash on you, it was like, lay it in. It's like, wow, that play. There's so many other plays outside of Steph going bananas.
Horford to three, down two
Jimmy
in the corner.
Three, Draymond, two or three, just elite stops.
My guy, from Florida.
Will Richard.
Yeah, he'll be out.
You're going to need to remember his name. No, he's going to be your guy.
I used it 50 times a day, but
I think we got to give it to Dibs. Because you were saying Will, you were saying Will Richards.
No, I
up
said
until
Little
Wednesday.
Will Richards.
No,
he called him.
I said Richard. I did not shout out Richard Pryor. I did not say Richards with an S. But anyway, you misheard. But I'll say this: after Gordon makes that three to go up three with 26 seconds left, Steph is like a superhero where the light goes on, and we've seen it before in different sports. But to your point, Willard. He got that ball 34 feet away, and before you could even think about, hey, Steph, that's too far, I mean, Denver's like, damn, you just going to tie it up that fast?
That's
like,
what I mean.
That's what's incredible. It's just, he just answers. Like, it's incredible.
The best, to me, like these names that we're throwing out, you have to add in the degree of difficulty of what they're doing. And obviously what Dibs just described with Tiger Woods, that's part of what Tiger used to do. Okay, Barry Bonds. Well, here's Eric Gagne. He'll throw 100 miles an hour before people do that. Well, okay, let me hit that over the right center. The degree of difficulty. But you know what I was thinking about when you guys were talking about pods earlier? I want to liken pods for a second to Brock Purdy. Do you want to know what the problem people have with
man,
those guys?
Go give it to
they
them.
They don't look the part. We want people to look the part. That's what the fascination is with Jonathan Kuminga. He beyond looks the part. Brandon Pajemski beyond does not. He fits perfectly when he's a Valks fan running around with a hoodie on or whatever. And Brock Purdy, same thing. If he just hits George Kittle on an out route, a lot of what they do.
So it's lickism.
It's between the ears,
right? Wow.
And then I was like, well, wait, let's throw Steph into this. Look at those names we just threw out.
I thought they hated on him, his comrades.
Bonds
man.
And MJ and Tiger. And then there's Steph. This little 6'2".
Came out of nowhere.
Right? Soaking wet dude. Can't even get to 200 pounds. Maybe now in his career. But, like, that's for me what pushes it over the top. Degree of difficulty is absolutely off the charts.
And he, early in his career, was suffering from that same thing. He didn't look the part, and he had, you know, those kind of goofy big ears, and he's just
baby
a skinny
face.
Kid out there. And he actually said, I've been watching the, I don't know if you've seen it, Steiny, Bryson DeChambeau does that break 50
you gotta
challenge.
Watch. Steiny,
and
you gotta watch.
They play from the forward tees.
It's on YouTube. It's Bryson DeChambeau's YouTube.
Talk to him. No, speak on it.
No, go ahead.
No, you have it because you've watched a lot more of them than I have.
No, but didn't you watch this one?
And I did. And early on, Bryson asks him about all his nicknames. And he said his favorite nickname is Baby-Faced Assassin.
Really?
And I think he mentioned that he got it at Davidson. We'll ask Bob Fitzgerald that today.
Fitz!
If it was a Fitz creation or if it actually came with Steph. But he's talking about, you know, Human Torch and all these other names, and they go out and they play golf together, and turns out Steph's pretty good at that too.
It might be
so
what
annoying.
It's totally it's beyond. Like I'm not even kidding.
That was gonna be what's bugging me today. People who are good at everything.
Oh my
damn.
God!
But today's not the day.
Listen, can you imagine?
I don't want you to be mad at
everybody. Knew Steph could golf, but for this hour on YouTube, he's not just good at golf. He outplays and outdrives Bryson DeChambeau. I'm not.
I gotta check it
kidding.
Out,
it's like that's not that you can't do that. That's not possible. You go to a different.
So he's
sport.
That good.
He was that day.
He's good.
He was that day.
He was that day.
He's a scratch golfer, right?
No, but I mean,
even a plus, which means you're better than that.
That day he played like a PGA Tour pro.
Damn,
he played well. And, you know, you watch the golf, but it's the in-the-cart conversation that I thought was really the top-shelf stuff, including one nugget when Bryson asked Steph about, like, how you prepare for things. And Steph's like, I'm not big on writing stuff down, but I get up in the morning and I make a mental list of all the things I have to conquer, and I start laying it out and figure out how I'm going to go about doing it, whether it's a tough conversation or, you know, training for a game or whatever. So Steph like wakes up and mentally he's got all these things he wants to do, and man, he just set about doing it. Pretty impressive stuff.
I'm gonna try to do that when I need to like call customer service. Like, what do I need to conquer today?
Do they still have that out here?
Man, I just can't. Yeah. Like I just procrastinate and go, why? Why have I not done this yet? I'm like, because it's such a fork in the eye, and I'm not. And
it can be.
It's not going to end up. But maybe we need to do that. Maybe I think of it about conquering, like you just said.
Yeah, I went 2 for 2 today with customer service.
You did?
Bought some bagels, and the sesame were all misshapen and not up to their standard. So I called and said, "Hey, I'm just noticing that today the sesame I got were all misshapen." She said, "Yeah, we're having some trouble with those. We'll go ahead and credit your card right back." Cha-ching!
Wait a minute. What is misshapen? Like, what were they, squares?
No, but a bagel is normally round, right, and it has an equal consistency in thickness throughout the bagel.
Right.
These were like you had sat on them in your car. They were like oblong.
They taste different?
Skinny side, thick side. I haven't tried one yet, but if we're spending 3 and a quarter on a bagel, we're going to make sure that they are up to their standard, and these weren't.
Okay.
And the other one, AAA, actually called me after my flat tire debacle, and they did right by me.
Look at it.
So 2 for 2 today with customer service.
Nice.
It's a big day.
It's going to be hard for you to be bugged.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, yeah, actually, someone turns out is bugging me. We'll get to that.
It's your turn on Steph.
Yeah, your turn, Stein. You need to do more.
He's been giving us some love today, though. How can you not?
Well, you know, I've talked about Steph a million ways till Sunday. And the one thing that I'm most proud of, one of my takes, it was an original, is that he's actually probably more dominant than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was. Because Jabbar stayed in the low post, and if you wanted to send a double team, you could. But because Curry plays out on the floor, like, there's never been a player who actually is more dangerous the further away he is from the basket. It's unbelievable. And never seen anything like him. And the other thing I said today was, who's the best rebounder?
Oh, I like this earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah, just
in your estimation.
Just throw a name out there.
I mean, the name that comes to mind is Rodman.
Okay. I said Wilt.
I liked your Wilt answer. Well,
I said Rodman.
Okay, he's the best passer of all time. Maravich, Magic. Bird, Magic.
John Stockton.
Stockton.
There's a list.
Who's the best defensive player? Is it Rodman?
And Bill Russell.
I said
Bill
Russell.
Yeah.
I said George.
But when you say the greatest shooter, there is only one answer. I don't think there's one person out there that's ever played basketball that doesn't say he's the greatest shooter of all time.
And Reggie Miller says he is. To him, he is. Like,
I don't know. Incredible. How you can't get away with a different take. You can't. Like, we live in a business of crazy takes.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to have another take on that one.
Well, the other thing is, you know, Kareem had an unstoppable shot. It was a sky hook. Still only worth 2. This guy makes 3s.
And also, you had me thinking about the taxation of Kareem versus Steph, because when you're out there guarding Steph, you got to run now, because he's not just going to sit there. And if you're guarding Kareem, you're going to have him get down in the low block, and you're Bob Lanier or Bob McAdoo or some other Bob, and you're not going to stop him, but at least you can stand there with your arm in his back and hope you can half front him and maybe keep him from getting the ball. And once he gets it, you don't stop him, but you weren't running 3.7 miles trying to catch this little
jackrabbit. You know where he's at, yeah.
Right, he's down there on the block, usually the lower right block, fading toward the baseline, and you can't stop it, but Steph's going to make you really work.
I know where he's at tonight. He's in Oregon, and I have no idea. Like, I don't know.
We're excited to see what it looks like.
Yeah, but I don't know do you feel like you have your normal energy for tonight? I don't know how they do. Like,
that's interesting.
I heard you guys talking earlier about, like that was Denver's opener last night. Why are the Warriors on the 3rd game already?
Yeah, and another set of back-to-backs Monday and Tuesday.
By Tuesday, like, man, whatever. I guess, you know what, like, it's the schedule. But it's coming at him fast.
Yeah. Hey, how bad did Jokic look? Like, I was I said, Dibs, I said, he don't look right.
Well, especially didn't in overtime when
Stoddy
he decided.
Said he's out of shape.
Well, he just gave up. I mean, they were still, it wasn't in a 4-point game or something. And I know there's only a minute left. But he was like, okay, we missed. That's that. And Steph literally runs right by him.
They all did. Yeah. I think they were down six at that point.
They were like, we should have won this.
I'm surprised he didn't high-five him as he went by. Like that, he just was like, we're done playing basketball.
And great D by Dre, but the Jokic I know, that's money.
Well, 2 for 13 from three.
Yeah, the one right there for the game, though.
Right. Yeah. And Murray had another one that was close and well-contested. So it's a make-or-miss league, as they'll tell you. And the one thing that makes me feel good about tonight, Mark, is no Warrior played 40 minutes. You played 53.
Yeah.
Jimmy led the way with 39. Okay. I mean,
that's 40, though.
But you didn't play 46 to get that done. Right. And it is a back-to-back. But, hey, strength in numbers. We always talk about it. So maybe you get some ghee tonight. Maybe you get a sprinkle of Pat and TJD.
Yeah, you're going to get other guys.
Yeah.
Quinn Post is going to get a lot more minutes. All right, go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you from the Laughing Monk Studios. Drywood termites, they don't live in soil. They live in your walls, furniture, and flooring. They stay hidden, chewing wood from the inside out, often for years before you even notice. ATCO Pest Control finds them where they hide, removes the infestation, and puts prevention in place. Stop the silent damage. Visit atcopestcontrol.com today. ATCO Pest Control, real protection for hidden threats. And mention you heard about ATCO on What's Bugging You and get 10% off any dry termite treatment this month.
Great job, Steiny. Brock Purdy is officially out. Ricky Pearsall is officially out. D'Amador Lenore is questionable for Sunday.
And I told Stoney, we're about to get to it. Am I fat mouthing when I'm like, Houston don't have a chance?
Yes.
Houston's got a chance.
I'm fat mouthing their defense, huh?
Yeah, and we'll get into it 2-6.
The pick is in.
203-556. The pick is in, but it's an interesting one, especially when you look at who the 49ers will have rushing the passer against the guy who hates the pass rush.
Right, okay.
The Niners defense also hates the pass rush. So
wow,
we'll see what CJ Stroud can do. But yeah, I think you might be fat mouthing it just a touch.
Because they got defense.
Right.
They can play D.
All right. I saw that Monday.
Yeah, they do not have an offensive line, but I don't know if the Niners have a defensive line.
Wow. All right. What's bugging me has been this very rough start to the NBA season with their new partners who broadcast the games. So yesterday I get home. And we don't have YouTube TV. We borrow it from somebody, let's put it that way, one of my daughter's friends. And I go sit down in the living room, and I cannot find the remote. I just cannot find the remote. And now you might say, well, go down to your office and watch it. But I can't access YouTube TV on my office. Okay, so I can't watch the game last night because I didn't have my remote.
Mm.
And on Tuesday night, I missed the first 18 minutes
Peacock.
Of the game.
Yeah,
because
37-31.
And so I had to go down the street, if you know what I mean, to watch the game. And it's never as, you can't focus.
Right.
Like you do.
And you're a big deal down the street, too. I've been there.
Yeah.
People like you down there.
They do. And so I don't know how I'm watching the game tonight.
Can I make a suggestion?
That's bugging me. Yeah.
Just pony up and get Comcast. I could have watched ESPN. I chose Fitz and Buki and loved it. Local broadcast. And spoiler alert, Bob was excited in the fourth quarter and overtime.
They were
amazing. So Xfinity, Comcast.
YouTube login, so he didn't have to go through that. But I couldn't turn the TV on.
Where's the remote?
And they got
we still
app.
Haven't found it.
They got an app for you could download on your phone for your phone to be your remote.
That's actually kind of fun at this point. Like, that's a real mystery.
They got an app, Stoney. It'll work for you.
I would love to come over and help you look for the remote because that's a mystery.
It's the worst feeling ever.
It is, but where did it go? Where could it have gone?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what I did do a great job of, and that is just not blaming somebody else.
Did you stay calm?
I did stay calm.
Yeah.
Well, you're down to the final two in the household, though, right? So if you're not going to blame yourself, now we're going straight to spousal discord, and that could be slippery.
Okay, I can get it on my phone. All right.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Watch on your phone. Bring your readers with you.
All right.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay calm in those moments, too. I got locked out of Twitter yesterday, and I'm still locked out.
Because of your password?
Something. Somebody hacked it.
I heard somebody. Somebody tell Willard his thing got hacked.
I'm not tweeting anybody about Bitcoin, that wasn't me. But, like, it got hacked, and then you go in there, and they tell you change the password, and then you change the password, and the next time you try to log in, it's like, that's not the email address.
That's a nightmare.
So but here's my point. Old me would have gotten so ticked, and I did for about 6 minutes yesterday, and now I'm like Steiny. I'm kind of enjoying being locked out of Twitter. I don't miss it. The only thing I need is I'm going to need...
It's my news.
It is me too, it's Friday night. I don't need news. Right. I'm going to need to know who's in and who's out Sunday morning, so I might need to launch a burner account so that I can figure... follow Schefter. Anyway, I'll go next. Mine's stupid. Just... How many times do you need to unsubscribe before you're unsubscribed? I don't know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's too fast. I can't keep up with it. I unsubscribe, and they're like, you unsubscribed from marketing, but you didn't unsubscribe from news. How many times do I need to click unsubscribe before I can go back into my email an hour later and there aren't 62 new messages that I don't want? The unsubscribe, I need and I bet there is. Is there an app that'll just, can I get one button?
If there is, I don't know it because you're talking my language,
I need
man.
To unsubscribe from all of you.
It's
I don't
bad.
Want your emails.
The spam calls and unsubscribe.
No joke. Anyway.
All right, I'll go. Dibs, my wife told me one lesson I never forgot, and I tried to share it with Donnie. Never complain about the job at the job. Okay. And I've been here since 2012, and I've kept my mouth shut, but something's happened the past month, and there's government assistance for people that don't have it, and I know them, and you get what you can get when you can. But damn it, our door handle broke in this office and studio about a month ago. And when I see the contraption, which is a wire that's sticking out, I can't stop thinking about this ghetto, this Section 8 vibes. Let's get something to fix this and look at it. Every time I grab it, I'm like, I'm on the 10th floor at Odyssey. Let's get it fixed.
Dude, take a photo of it.
Yeah,
you should.
I
just moved to the left. So
where are the rat traps next? Like, dude, what is going on? Let's just get it fixed around here. I just, every time, I try to ignore, but I just, at Will touch it. Dibs, we're better than that. That's all I'm saying.
Now, we are, and if you just look at the workaround, it is a piece of... cable basically that is knotted on one side and a giant loop on the other. I think Tim Jordan, head engineer,
it's actually pretty amazing.
It's an amazing workaround. I'm with you though. Like,
my bad, Tim.
Major market, big time radio host. You deserve a door handle, and I'm with you after a month. Yeah, that's kind of where we should be, right?
Yeah, like it's no problem that this happened, but like, are we just going with this now? Like, is nobody?
Look at
I remember
it.
The day it happened, and everyone was freaking out. They're like, someone got locked into the studio. You can't. They fix it with a temp job. And then that's it. Right. We're just going with a wire
somebody
for the rest
back
of our lives.
Finish it off, baby.
Right. No in and out privileges is basically what this
yeah,
is.
Exactly.
What's bugging me is who's bugging me.
Uh-oh.
And it's my 3-year-old daughter who has decided this week that she no longer is going to nap at school.
Yeah.
And when she doesn't nap, then the afternoon goes to crap. And rhyme intended, so I'm here at work and now I'm getting calls on the daily from my lovely wife saying, in pictures, videos of her going full Luka Doncic, like prone on the floor after a no call, kicking and crying and screaming. And so our afternoons are getting ruined. This 3-year-old needs to nap. She's not yet to the point where she can fight through and not nap, but she's on some sort of a nap protest at school. And so I don't know what you do. You can't flip the spread. You can't force her to nap. So we're kind of in a tough spot here where she's kind of bringing it down. She's killing the drill. Miley, you're bugging me.
I got an idea.
Yeah?
Let her stay up later at night.
It doesn't work. She fell asleep in the chair on Wednesday at 5:30.
Okay.
So she falls asleep in the chair at 5:30, and you bring her up to bed, and she sleeps 12 hours. Now she's up at 5 a.m.
Okay.
So, or what? I mean, you pop her some no-dos and let her amp it up till midnight.
None of that. Right.
She's not able to sustain all the way to where you keep her up late, and then it actually works.
Yeah. I got a real question for you,
Dave. We're in your country right now.
What's the biggest difference in parenting the first time around?
Good question.
As to now, because I'm about to be a grandfather here, and I'm just wondering, not the parent, but the grandparent, what's the biggest difference you notice?
Two differences. One, I'm around a lot more. Back then, I was doing mornings, and I had 5 jobs. Shout out my partner, Mark Willard. I was doing TV and coaching and reffing. I mean, I was always on the move. Now I'm home a lot more, and I am much more patient, but I'm also much more exhausted. Like, when she wants to play, it's like, okay.
Wow.
Daddy needs to stretch. I'm going to need about 10 minutes here with the roller and, you know, with some lap bands just to play hide and seek. But I have a greater understanding of what is going on, like this nap thing. My lovely wife, a lot of it goes to DEFCON 5. It's really not the end of the world. It's a phase. We're going to work our way through it.
Love that.
So you have a little bit more of that perspective, but at the same time, you get home and it's like, some days I just want to put on the game and like go and hide, and she going to find you now. So more patient, but more exhausted.
This is a good thing she's a girl.
Yeah.
Because this stage, if she were a boy, you like the physical side of what you'd be doing. Oof.
Yeah, she's
hide and seek with a boy is different.
Well, and I try to lie down after work, and her new thing now is to come over and double knee drop me. So
now, man,
she's got a lot of boy in her. Like, if I'm lying down, it's not going to be, "Oh, we're going to give daddy a few minutes." It's like, no, we're coming off the top rope.
By the way, guys, really quick.
All right, guys.
Stiney doesn't have his.
Hang on, Stiney, we got
something.
Chicago Jason on YouTube just donated $10 telling us to go buy a door handle. So shout out to Chicago.
Chicago Jason's also the one who brought me cupcakes the other day.
That's awesome. Cupcake.
Our new. Thanks, Jason. Man. You're the man.
That's awesome.
Everybody have a great weekend. And
you guys got today?
I'll be better Monday.
John McClane.
Okay.
And Fitz.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's stop.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk create in Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.